For Yontif, and just something I think it's a lot to think about, many of the issues that we talk about. And these are some of these issues I've touched upon and I will touch upon during the year, during my end of the week comments. A colleague of mine showed me an essay by the Netziv exploring his perspective on anti-Semitism and why there is anti-Semitism. And the Netziv's comments can certainly be viewed against the reform movement of the 19th century. It's very easy to see what the Netziv is responding to, and which he talks about that anti-Semitism, firstly he thinks, and the modern Zionist state has probably disproved this, although maybe I'm sure he could come up with a teretz, that there's no anti-Semitism when the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael. It's only when they're in Chutz Laretz, which actually, and ironically, that does sound like Herzl a lot, right? In other words, Jews had their own state, then the Goyim would hate us so much. But his claim is that the reason why there's anti-Semitism is because when we're in Galus, we're supposed to remember the Hin Am Levadad Yishkon, that we're supposed to be separate from the Goyim. We're not supposed to want to be part of them. And in fact, in an ideal world, before the Chet HaMeraglim, we would have lived in Eretz Yisrael, never been exiled, and we would have been an Or LaGoyim from Eretz Yisrael. But our onesh was that we had to go into the diaspora, and from there spread the truth of God. But we have to remain separate. And when is it that we are punished anti-Semitism always exists, but why does it act up at certain times? It's Hashgacha Pratis, because the Ribono Shalom is punishing us for trying to be like the Goyim. In that, you can certainly hear the echoes of an anti-reform polemic. I think that putting aside, you know, the question of theology and hashgacha here, I think that there is a fundamentally important point that is buried in the Tziv, whether he was really thinking about it in this context or not, which I think is very relevant to us as, I'll call us, modern Orthodox Jews. And what I mean by that is people who interact with society and who believe that society and ideas of society often have what to offer us. Not everything outside of our society should be rejected. And I think that point is that, as a very wise woman I know likes to say, that Judaism is fundamentally countercultural. It really is. In other words, there are many aspects of it being actually against the culture that surrounds us. And while there are values in the surrounding culture that challenge us, to take just one example, the questions of feminism are very challenging questions because they're not issues whose values are so easy to reject. There's an element of certain basic justice and rights of people. Maybe it's not always black and white, but certainly it presents a serious challenge because it's not something that can just be dismissed kila acharya. They're very serious questions and serious values to be grappled with. Whether we accept them not at all, whether we accept them partially, whether we accept them almost wholly, they certainly demand from a serious person grappling with. But there are values that exist in the surrounding culture, which are sort of absolutely antithetical, and that's where we have to be a very strong voice. And I mentioned three quickly without any elaboration. The importance of Shabbos, which is an example of a religious value, but it's the way human beings should be able to live their lives and not always be immersed in the Sheishes Yimei HaMaaseh. Shabbos has a lot to teach a world that has moved from a 40-hour work week to 24/7 being on. The issue of tznius, which is really a spiritual value. We live in a society, the Western world, is sort of the super antithesis of Vatznei Aleches. You couldn't sort of find something that's more diametrically opposed. And I don't think there's much to say of value in our contemporary society's view of tznius. And I'll just say, I don't mean tznius about the length of women's skirts. I mean tznius in the totality of the human experience, men and women. And finally, when it comes to ethical issues, I don't think this was as clear 50, 60 years ago, but the ethos in this country, of significant parts of the country, and certainly the people who seem to run the country, in terms of Dine Mamanos, is severely, severely lacking. The ethos of Wall Street, which seems to more and more dominate the economy, is certainly lacking in basic ethical values. And I don't mean this as saying that capitalism is inherently bad, but the way things have moved, it is certainly something that is repugnant from a Torah perspective. and as a community that is integrated, and we value integration, we value interacting with society, with Western culture, I think we need to think very long and hard, not only or not so much about the actions that we take, but about the kinds of values that these actions breed in us. And we have to remember at all times that when we do interact, and when we do behave, either interacting, even our own behavior, because we often assimilated unthinkingly certain values of a surrounding set, of the surrounding world, we really do have to remember Hein Am Levadad Yishkon. Hein Am Levadad Yishkon doesn't mean building ghetto walls. It doesn't have to mean that, you know, and dressing differently, because you can do all those things. Maybe they help. But at the end of the day, the real danger, and this happens not only in our community, it happens in the entire Orthodox community, the values of the outside world seep in. And they are much more dangerous than just the garb, than the buildings, but it's actually those values and what they stand for that really undermine the spirit of what Am Yisrael is supposed to be, of being an Or LaGoyim, while being a Hein Am Levadad Yishkon. So I think that as we engage in the process of tshuva, it's important to consider a kind of introspection when we think about not only our specific actions, but the values and the attitudes that they imply, because I think that there are very serious, profound challenges that modern society presents to Bnei Torah who are really committed to true Torah values. I want to wish all of you a Gemara Chasima Tova, a good Gebench Dior, a good Shabbos, and a good Yantif, and Chag Sameach.